Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Lepsio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lauren Babe. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goodman moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Goodman moves to third. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goodman scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. White moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball four. White moves to third. Umflett moves to second. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vallow moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee takes first base on ball four. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGee moves to second. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Evers reaches second base with a double. Goodman moves to third. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodman scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner takes first base on ball 4. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-for-1 in the game. Babe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kellner moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards second. Goodman throws to second for one, and Lepsio throws to first, and Gurnett drops the ball. Kellner scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-3, Athletics. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Umflett hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McGee hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Suter for the out. Michaels moves to second. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. Astroth takes first base on ball 4. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kellner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-1 in the game. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Goodman strikes out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Babe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vallow strikes out. There goes Philly. The throw from White to Lepsio, and Philly is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Gurnett moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White bunts towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. Gurnett moves to third. Kell moves to second. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Umflett takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Gurnett scores. Kell moves to third. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kell scores. Pearsall moves to second. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepsio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Michaels hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McGee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-2 in the game. Parnell hits a pop-up towards short. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kellner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Gurnett moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Astroth. Gurnett moves to third. Kell moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gurnett scores. Kell scores. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Wilbur pinch hits for Ted Lepsio. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Umflett moves to second. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Lepon now playing shortstop. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Babe hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-3 in the game. Parnell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Goodman bunts towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. Parnell moves to second. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Michaels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Michaels moves to second. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Umflett hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Astroth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Alex Kellner. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Astroth moves to second. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Astroth scores. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Bobby Shantz pinch runs for Gus Zernial. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Babe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shantz moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Philly bunts towards the mound. Kinder fields it and throws to first for the out. Shantz moves to third. Babe moves to second. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman misplays the ball. That's an error on Goodman. Shantz scores. Babe moves to third. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Carmen Morrow pinch runs for Elmer Vallow. Bill Henry now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett has Babe trapped. There's the throw to White and over to Kell, who tags Babe for the out. Morrow moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Marion Fricano pinch runs for Eddie Robinson. Ben Flowers now pitching. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Michaels is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Michaels strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.